Yo, what is up, guys? It's me, Alana, from the For Kids by Kids podcast. In today's episode, we are doing a ice cream brand tier list. Let's get right into it. Literally, I have nothing to explain. It's pretty much just ice cream brands and some of your favorite, probably fast food places that also serve ice cream. So let's get to it. I think most of these you'll probably know. Some of them are classic. Some of them are only offered in some places. So let's do it. Okay. So first one is the drumstick, the OG drumstick. It's pretty much just an ice cream cone dipped in chocolate at the top, and sometimes the cone is with chocolate. I'm pretty sure all of them have that, but I don't know. So I love the drumstick. It's pretty nostalgic, actually. I feel like this is like one of the first like ice creams that I really liked. So I think there's a lot to come. But drumstick is going in A minus right now already. So we have trash, C, B, A, and S. You'll see me not putting anything in trash because I already went through this and took out all the things that I've never tried. So if you guys also want to do the tier list, go down in the description and you can find it right there. So let's get right into the next one. The next one is Dippin' Dots. Dippin' Dots are even more nostalgic than drumsticks. I remember getting them at Chuck E. Cheese. That's all I know. So Dippin' Dots gets... Actually, Dippin' Dots gets a... Guys, I might give Dippin' Dots an S. But giving Dippin' Dots an S, this is the thing. Dippin' Dots that are not over frozen. Like, if you know me, like, Dippin' Dots that like are frozen and stuck together, horrible, because most of them are like that. If you find like an occasional one that's like already spread out, cold, frozen, but not like stuck together, so good. It's so good that deserves S tier. But when it's like stuck together, A tier. So we're gonna give it an S minus, and it's really good. Okay, next is Sonic. I think I tried like one milkshake from there. I don't remember it, so I'm gonna put it in trash. Guys, I've actually never tried Sonic, but I would love to one of these days. Like, by my house, there is a Sonic, I think. I don't know. It might be a long drive, but, you know, honestly, I'm up to try it. Next is DQ. Okay. I'm going on DQ website right now. Okay, so most people, right, they get like that Blizzard or they get the Blizzard or that just like that the one that they dip it in. I don't know what's called. What up, treats? I'm in the thing right now. So most people get like Blizzards or like chocolate dipped cone or like a sundae, right? I never ever got that. I never got a banana. Wait, they have a banana split now? Dang. I never got any of that fancy stuff. All I would get is those, I think it was called a dilly bar, and I would just get it. It was just the popsicle type ice cream popsicle type things, where it's just vanilla and then they dipped it in chocolate and that's it. It was very well, if I knew they had a banana split back then I would have gotten that, but banana split sounds pretty good right now, but not sponsored. So DQ is getting a B tier. If I was going off of the banana split, probably an A tier, but you know, we're not. So next is an ice cream truck. Most of these are pretty nostalgic, including this one. I feel like it's very, sometimes, most, like, at least the ice cream trucks that I had, right? Always overpriced. But some places, and maybe in some other countries, they had ice cream trucks, and I was watching videos on it, and they were, like, very reasonably priced, like a grocery store. So maybe it's just where I live, but whatever. We'll go with A minus as well. I feel like it's just so nostalgic that it's just, you can't give it a low score. Next is Cold Stone. So also, I'm gonna say something really quick. There's gonna be a poll, right? There's gonna be a poll. If you're listening on Spotify, there was gonna be a poll. and it will be ice cream versus milkshakes. Which one would you rather have? This is also a milkshake ice cream tier list. We're not just going off of ice cream. We're going off the milkshakes too. So, I don't want to get hate. Ooh, oh my god, who likes DQ's shakes? Or like, the ice cream truck shakes? No, we're going off both. So, let's go next. So, the next one we have is Cold Stone. Cold Stone, very great. It's such a great experience. Shout out to Dylan LeMay. I would have never knew what Cold Stone is until now, literally. Sorry, guys. I have a stuffy nose right now, so. Cold Stone going with a minus just for the experience. I feel like the ice cream is mid, but it's like it's so fun to see them chop chop fold fold, and so fun. Okay, Freddy's milkshakes. I've not tried a Freddy's milkshake. I've tried Freddy's just like regular ice cream. So I feel like Freddy's is gonna get our first B tier. No, not our first B tier, B minus. Let's go with B minus for that one. I don't think it's that great. But it's like, it's okay. Like, yeah, it's meh. Okay, so next is the very original. Almost 100% whoever's listening will know what this is. Ben and Jerry's. I feel like Ben and Jerry's is like a very just like more known than any other ice cream brand. So I love some of the Pacific Ben and Jerry flavors, and I love going to the store just looking at how many flavors they have, because it's very unique flavors, and they also have very unique packaging as well. So it's very cool, very good. So Ben and Jerry's, they're better than DQ, so B tier. So B plus. Next we have is Magnum. I'm not pronouncing that right, and I know very well. Magnum is, how am I supposed to pronounce that? Magnum? Magnum ice cream? Magnum. Magnum, I have no idea. Wait, hold up. Magnum are those like, what is it? Are the ones that are like the popsicle. I don't know why I keep calling them popsicles. It's a popsicle type with the popsicle stick, right? And then it has the, it's pretty much like DQ, but like a more expensive and more like unique and more expensive and like more bougie type. So we're gonna go 8- with it. It tastes good, and some of the bars are actually really good. I've actually only had their bars, so I think they do sell. I love their caramel ones. The caramel ones are really good. And also, actually, I usually don't like hazelnut, but I tried their hazelnut crunch, I believe. It was really good. So I think that one deserves a minus. Next we have McDonald's. The infamous McDonald's, why is McDonald's machine broken? Ice cream machine broken. And I feel like that is very, I've never actually come across that problem. I've actually never come across that McDonald's ice cream machine was broken. Let's search it up. Why is McDonald's ice cream machine always broken? Okay, let's see. Okay, this was written by ChatGPT, okay, guys? Not me. McDonald's ice cream machines are often not broken, but are being cleaned. The machines need to be cleaned and sanitized every day, which takes about 4 hours. This process involves removing and washing 7 parts with a sanitizing mix. So there you go, guys. That's straight from ChatGPT. Does that answer any of your questions? Cleaning is the reason. So McDonald's gets a B plus just for the meme. We're giving it A minus because just for the meme. Okay, next we have Haagen-Dazs. Haagen-Dazs is so bougie, actually. I feel like it's not very popular. Well, of course it is, but I feel like it's more popular outside of the U.S. Although it is still popular in the U.S. Haagen-Dazs. I need to spell it right. Haagen-Dazs is very good. I love their different flavors, especially their coffee type. It's actually really good. I just need to try. And I think that deserves A+. I feel like it's very good. It's very good. Next, we have Baskin-Robbins. Fun fact about Baskin-Robbins. Baskin-Robbins has 31 flavors. And the reason I know that is because if you look at the BR in Baskin-Robbins, it shows 31 in pink. So go look, search up in Google right now, Baskin-Robbins logo, right? And it'll show up. See, if you just look, okay, so discard the blue text, okay? Look just at the 31 in the middle. That symbolizes the 31 flavors that they offer. So I think that's pretty cool. Pretty cool Easter egg, and that's pretty funny. Baskin-Robbins is actually not bad, though. Like, although it's kind of mid, I think it's pretty mid. But I love their flavors. Again, their flavors are really good. And I love that Easter egg. So I think I'm going to put Baskin-Robbins at B-. Because it's mid. It's not that great. Although I have tried one of their, like, I forgot which one. It was like, I think it was like cake or cotton candy. Something like that. Yeah. Next, we have a funny one. I don't know how this made it on the list, actually. Wendy's. Wendy's is very weird to put on here because I feel like we're going to go off their Frosty. Because if we were going off their ice cream, that'd be kind of mid. So, if we're going off the Frosty, I feel like the Frosty is really good. And sometimes they have, like, limited edition flavors. It depends. I don't know if they discontinue vanilla, but if it's vanilla or anything, it's pretty good. And the Frosty's pretty iconic. So we're going to put it in A. Just A mid. So next we have Culver's. The cool thing about Culver's is that they always have a frozen custard of the day. Like, so I'm on their website right now, and they actually have very decently great foods, and I actually like it. And honestly, probably one of the best things about their kids meals is that you get a free scoop of fresh frozen custard when you order the kids meals. So, you know, that's always a win. Free and frozen custard in two in the word. That's so great. So they make it fresh every day, and on their website it says made throughout the day, so it's always rich and creamy. I have tried their shake and their sundaes. I've not tried their float, but now that I'm on their website, I can go for a float right now. I've also tried their concrete mixer. I did not know that's what it's called, but you know. I'm gonna go with, that's actually kind of high. I might put it at S. It's such great branding. They have new flavors every single day. They have a thing on their website, flavor of the day. Like, how could you not? So literally put in your zip code. Right? In your zip code, you hit go, and then you can find your location, and then you can just view what type of thing it is. And it changes every single day. So that's just so amazing. It's like, that's great. And I respect their amount of types. So S tier. Breyers. Actually, I think Breyers in, I don't think I'm pronouncing any of this right, but I believe the carb smart. Is that our freezer right now? Rayers actually has a very wide selection at the stores and everything. So I feel like that's pretty good already, just going off of that. And yeah, so I think Rayers is gonna get an A tier, because I feel like that's just so A plus. Okay, next we're gonna go with just the casual person rolling around an ice cream cart. I don't know what that is, because they just put up a photo of that. So yeah, but so we're gonna go with C tier. First C tier in the whole thing. I feel like I've never came across one of these people, actually. Again, I would say it's pretty mid. I wouldn't say it's that great on that scale. Okay, next is Tillamook. Guys, I swear I eat these, but it's just I'm very bad at pronouncing these brands. Tillamook. That's how we're gonna go. I actually ate it in two times, and it's pretty mid. I would say it's actually pretty good. The flavor is very sweet, though. I'm gonna go B plus, yeah. And last, but absolutely not least, we have Bluebell. Bluebell has so many great flavors, and also I'm not from Texas, so I know it is like a Texas type ice cream, although a lot of Texans like that. I did see this on YouTube, that I really, really, very, really want to try. It's called Dr. Pepper Float, not sponsored by Bluebell, not sponsored by any of these ice cream brands that was on this tier list. But Bluebell, specifically never tried Bluebell. Literally, actually, I tried it once, but I don't remember. I do remember trying it. I don't remember what it tastes like. So clearly wasn't that great, but it was just vanilla. So I do remember that too. I really want to try their Dr. Pepper Float type ice cream. And if I see it in the store, I will beg my mom to buy it. So yeah. Shush. I honestly really want to try it because I love floats. Floats are amazing. I love floats so much. So Bluebell, just for that, is getting S tier. But maybe I'll redo this next time if I ever try Bluebell, and I'll come on the podcast and I'll rate it. I'll rate it for you guys, and I'll give you a full rating. And if it's good, you guys should try it too. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode on the 4 Kids by Kids podcast, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.